If you're looking for professional help, look no further than RAM Accounting and Consulting. Corporate assurance tax services, accounting and consulting services specializing in small business and non-for-profit organizations, personal finance and tax accounting, GST preparation, audit preparation, AGLC compliance and reporting, payroll and compliance services. You can contact them on their website or you can phone them at 403-336-3640. Their website is ramaccounting.ca.
Welcome to the Business Life of Husband and Wife podcast,
a show based on real experiences in business and life.
Hey guys, welcome back. Episode 39. This is our bonus episode. It is our bonus episode.
It is.
So as you guys who listen know, we have our three formats. For those that don't, I'm just going to kind of fly through them quick here. So we have Q&A episode, which is what we're doing today.
The bonus episodes, yeah.
And those episodes are 13, 26, 39. And our last episode of season one, 52, where you guys submit questions through the top right-hand corner of our website or on Instagram about different aspects of business, life. Couples in business, life, kind of whatever, the podcast, how it works. And we kind of go through those and pick the best ones. And we do like six or seven. And Robin and I give you guys our 2 cents on those. Mm-hmm. So that's today's episode. We also have our couples episodes. So we interview couples who are in business together in different formats and kind of depend on, we kind of look and see what they do differently so that you guys can kind of take some information from them and hopefully pull it into your own lives and utilize that. So we get their kind of ins and outs and all the bouts.
And then the third format.
A little shameless plug towards the book.
Right. The third format we like to have on business experts. So what we're doing this season one is we're doing essentially the 101 of all the behind the scenes of business. So we have lawyers, accountants, HR specialists, marketing specialists that come on and help us out with all the basics of everything. So season two, we will be branching into a little bit more in-depth stuff. But this year, it's all the 101s of everything.
Yeah, we can go down the rabbit hole a lot more on topics.
Yep.
Where you can get a little more in-depth. And then those questions can get a little bit more involved with the answers that we can provide everybody, but we'll try to keep it simple this season. So it's a basic show for right now.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got two cool announcements today.
Oh.
That you're going to get. One.
No.
As we're recording this show. So today we're recording and it is Robin's birthday today.
Hooray.
October 19th.
It is. It's a good day.
She's 40 today, everybody.
Thanks for sharing.
Hey.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
And it's a great number.
Right?
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing. And so we're recording podcasts on Robin's 40th birthday.
Yeah, we're crushing them out today.
Right? This is Business Life of Husband and Wife.
Yeah.
Second announcement we have today is we have a new member of our team at Two Birds who is now, well, we're basically forcing him to come on the mic with us today. And he will be asking us the questions today. And so today we got Drew Hoover with us today.
Welcome, Drew.
Cue the applause. Thank you for my mandatory participation. But if I'm being honest, I am ecstatic because this is a nice job detail today. I'm happy to be here.
Considering the rest of your week of traveling Western Canada.
It's been a good week, actually. I was flexing on Wade this morning. I was like, I was driving to Montana, went up to Edmonton, the city of champions, as I'm sure will be refuted immediately. But yeah, it's been a great week so far.
And today in the bunkhouse.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Now today we're in the bunkhouse.
It's a great week.
So you're getting the full business life kind of tour.
Yeah, I've seen it all. I'm seeing it all. It's great.
So Drew's going to ask us questions today.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a conversation about those questions, Robin and I, and hopefully you guys get some good value. As always, like, please like, share, and subscribe to the show if you guys get value today, to your friends, family, people that you think might get some value out of it. There's been some awesome guests we've had on so far. We're looking forward to the next 15 or so episodes for this season. We've got a pretty good lineup of guests, international coming on as well as local. So it's going to be good. So without further ado,
go Drew.
Let's go, Drew.
Okay. Well,
I'm like, did that intentionally rhyme?
Without further ado. Drew.
Sorry.
So since you are 3/4 of the way through your first season, I want to know, and I think the listeners want to know, what have been your biggest obstacles to overcome?
Ooh. for me, it's preparing the show in a format that flows so that each person that comes on or couple or episode that you listen to, you get as much value back in your, like, to you as possible. So it's formatting the shows and being able to transition my brain from, like, running Two Birds and running our companies to jumping into, okay, how am I formatting this show? What's the layout? And being intentional in a conversation. That's the biggest hurdle I've had, is because it's a little bit more mental strain than people think it is to, like, be on and ready to go to provide a good show, that you're not just sitting there and you're, like, listening to some mundane bullshit that you're like, oh, okay, I'm kind of tired of listening to this. Like, I try, like, it's to be prepared.
It's
so
difficult.
It's difficult. So you can execute at a level that you actually get some good value out of the show. You're not just sitting there being like, well, I heard all this shit before. You know, I like to try and format the show. So even when the couples come on, we still do that kind of format where we kind of get their tidbits, but I like to format it around their niche.
Yeah.
And for me, trying to, like, prepare that, it's taking the time to sit down and do that. And I'm really bad at, like, slowing down when I'm engaged in doing something else. So it's that brain transition has been my biggest challenge, just like that flip from, and then flexion in my voice and trying to, you know, present eloquently what needs to be presented for that day. So you're actually getting value from the show and you're not just sitting there listening to something just to listen to it.
That's fair.
Birthday girl.
I would have to say that my biggest obstacle so far is been developing the skill of conversation, because I am not a very good, I wouldn't consider myself at the beginning of, like, when we started this, I wouldn't consider myself a very good conversationalist. So this podcast has definitely forced me out of my comfort zone and is forcing me to learn and grow. So that would have to be, like, the biggest obstacle that I wouldn't say I've overcome it, but I've definitely, I would say that it's something that I'm working on, and I'm more mindful of, like, conversation and active listening and all that kind of stuff now. So it's helping me develop a skill that I originally didn't have.
Yeah. And that's 100% true.
Right.
Cause you don't talk to people unless you're just kind of comfortable.
That's very true. That's my personality.
It takes you a while to get comfortable to open up and have, like, a conversation with people.
Decades. It takes decades.
Well, yeah, we're, I'm just learning that now, apparently.
Just kidding.
I would say those are the biggest hurdles. But I mean, honestly, it's, like, super rewarding to sit here.
It's so rewarding. I'm like, we've met so many incredible people in business, so many incredible couples, like, learning their story, even getting, like, advice and tidbits and stuff from them that we've actually taken and incorporated into our business has been fantastic. The sense of community that is, like, developing around this podcast has been very rewarding so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things that are coming out of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You always ask the question about what you would tell your younger self. What would you go back and tell yourselves about starting this podcast?
This podcast.
This is my favorite question. I love to ask this question to, like, every single couple that comes on.
This podcast specific.
Yeah.
Just do it again.
Like, yeah, and just be open to everything that it brings.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really go back and tell myself I wouldn't. It was only 6 months ago. So I'm more just, like, jump in and do it. Like, everybody in this room that's sitting here kind of knows that I just kind of, like, all right, we're doing this. Like, this is what's happening. Let's make a plan. Let's execute on it. I think I probably could have took more time to learn the skills. But, I mean, without doing it, how do you learn the skills? So I probably could have took some time to just, you know, learn how to, all the audio setup. We had episode 25.
Like, we still don't know how to use the audio.
But there is that one thing. That's why Wade's here. I think I could have taken, like, the 20 hours that it takes to actually learn something properly.
Yeah.
And just invested that time a little bit sooner. Because, like, we can go back. You guys can listen to episode 25. That's called our Fury Fuck-Ups and...
Another F.
Yeah, and Failures.
Yeah, there it is.
I for sure screwed up the episode with our guests. They came back on.
Yeah, they're but amazing.
I could have learned the system before that, but I was just winging it a little bit and relying on and Wade. There's Wade's shout out for you.
Yeah.
To just, like, kind of have it done and ready to go, because that's...
We lean heavily on Wade.
So that's something I could have done better. Like, I would go back and just be like, just take the extra 20 hours.
To learn the technical details behind it.
Just learn the technical details a little bit better before... doing it.
I honestly wouldn't tell myself anything, because if my brain has the opportunity to stop and think, it can quite often bring in some like panic or not want to do something. So I think if I were to stop and tell myself anything, it would just be like, just roll with it. Because if I stop, I start to question everything. And this is because it was a skill that I was so uncomfortable with before we started, I would have convinced myself to not do it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I think that's where I'm at.
Who has been the most intriguing podcast guest in your eyes?
Oh, geez. We've had a lot of good guests.
Intriguing.
Intriguing. I don't.
I'm going to say Angela Bradford.
Yeah, her story is incredible.
Because she has changed and shifted her entire life in the matter of 6 years. And she has such an incredible story and so much to share. And like, just, she's just so pumped about life and what she gets to experience, and absolutely doesn't let anything hold her back now. I found her the most intriguing.
Honestly, I can't say that there's one. Like, Angela was great, yeah. But there's not just one. I can't just say there's one, because every single person has a story that has a slightly different flavor or flair. And it's like, what can I learn from them? And like, there's always some intrigue about like, that's how they did that. Okay. Maybe like I can implement that situation. Mm-hmm. For me, it's always about learning. Like I'm like a sponge. I just want to learn. And some of it like is just a matter of like, oh shit, I didn't even think of it in that perspective. There's intrigue on every episode for me, because I'm going in there trying to prepare as best I can to get like information for me, information for everybody listening, and then provide as much value to, so that the guests that are providing value back to everybody listening as mm-hmm. well. So I'm taking a lot of information from everybody, utilizing some other stuff I don't use. Like I think that's how my whole yeah. brain works, is I always take tidbits from everybody. So for intrigue, I don't think there's one specific guest, because everybody like surprises you.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have to agree with that.
Everyone surprises me. There's always like, especially because I don't know a lot of the guests coming in. Like most of like,
that's our first time meeting everyone. It's our first everyone. Time meeting
them.
Yeah.
And we're doing an interview with them. And it's,
and we're like, tell us your deep, dark secrets.
Yeah, tell us yeah. your life story. And they're just like, oh, okay. So just getting people to feel comfortable and open.
Yeah.
And then there's that intrigue, because they're willing to share their story.
So there's an abundance of intrigue just inherent.
Gosh, yeah.
I think just the human nature is curiosity. Just a curious, you know, you're just curious onto how they are where they're at or what they're trying to accomplish. And you're like, man, that's like super similar. So there's like relatability. There's so many different things about that. For me, there's just not one. There's just everybody has something that I can take something from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a good answer in case any of your past guests are listening to this podcast too. you're not rating them. You're not ranking them. So let's evolve that question. Is there a guest perhaps in the future, or an all-time dream guest that you would love to have on here and pick their brain, whether it's because they're intriguing or just someone on your list?
I got too many. That's the problem. Like, I've got too many. I'm like, I just, one to pick one. Mm.
You can pick a couple. You don't have to pick one.
For me, I would love to have, Alex and Layla Hormozi.
I was going to pick them.
Right?
They're like, so incredible. And they explain so many complex business situations in the easiest terms to understand.
It's very, very, the way they present information and live, it's so logical. It's incredible listening to their podcast. So we can do a quick shout out to their stuff. Like, it doesn't really matter to me, but like, mm-hmm. so Alex has The Game. Layla's podcast just came out. I can't remember the name of it. Robin's going to do a quick Google.
Yeah.
They would be my like top guests, because one, they're a couple. Two, they've done incredibly well. They're still like very young. They're like early 30s. Now they're running acquisitions.com, which is like $100 million company. They're trying to get a $1 billion valuation. Like, they're going big. And incredibly well-informed people. And I'm mm-hmm. really hoping that we're going to actually be able to see them
soon.
We're actually heading to Nashville.
Beginning of November.
Beginning of November to be a part of the Arte group that we're with. Hopefully they're going to be speaking at the event. We haven't got the speakers yet, but I have a pretty good feeling they'll be there.
Mm-hmm. And just to go back to Layla's podcast, the title of her podcast is Layla Hormozi's Unofficial Podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys can jump on those. The game is great. There's like 400 and some episodes, Alex, and they're like short little 13 minute to like 30 minute.
Yeah. Awesome.
Real quick, like kind of right to the meat and potatoes of the information that you need. And it's
yeah, no fluff.
There's no fluff. It's great. That's our answer. It's a team answer.
Like, so you're going team answer?
That's a team answer.
Wow. In sync. I appreciate that. So moving on, our next question. What are you finding to be new hurdles you're having to overcome as you're growing your business? And what changes to relationships have happened to accommodate that, your relationship specifically?
Mm. Oh, okay. I would have to say for me, new hurdles that I'm having to overcome is I need to upgrade my management skills and my leadership skills. I have a tendency to be fairly blunt. As he's trying to hide a giggle.
You guys can't see the faces that are being made in this podcast. There are none.
This isn't, I wouldn't say a new hurdle. I'm like, I've always been blunt. However, I'm learning to approach different types of personalities and ways to inspire people and to show leadership that creates value, not just blunt delivery. So that is a hurdle that I am currently overcoming. So working on myself, working on different skills, working on developing different leaders within our business. That would be a big one for me right now. I was going to say, and changes to our relationship that have happened. I don't know. There's been like a shift in the last couple of years where you and I have really been focused on personal development, which kind of started with the writing of the book, because that was a really valuable experience. I know for me to kind of break down the components of our relationship and to break down how we've actually run Two Birds and run that business and to start even developing systems and stuff that way. So I find that how it has impacted our relationship for me.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Oh, Jesus. I think the biggest like hurdle is because we're trying to go from like what we said, 7 figures to 8 figures, is slowing down and taking the extra 5 minutes to create an easier plan to execute for everybody and developing a system that makes it easier to scale. Because I like to just jump in and like, let's get after it. Like, why are we standing around? Like but there's a lot of value in preparation. And for me, that's the big one, is like preparation, like that time it takes to be good at something and like great to develop skills is just putting the time in. It's that 10,000 hours rule. I mean, there's that rule, but there's a whole bunch of different schools of thought to all like how long it takes you to be good at something. But like, that is the big one, is developing that, slowing my brain down. We all like, everyone who listens to the podcast, I can go through 1,000 things at once in my brain. Like, it doesn't shut off.
Your passion comes across for sure.
So for me, it's like slowing down and actually like preparation and taking the time for preparation. Like, even it might be 7:30, 8 o'clock at night and I'm fucking tired. Rat bag, just do not feel like doing it. And it's, you just look at yourself and you're like, tough shit, dude. Like, you have to prepare for tomorrow mentally, one, in your own head. Like, I'll make lists in my own head, but physically write it down and prepare for what we got to present to our guys, like you guys that are working with us, the guys that are the team. We just did a presentation yesterday morning. It's Small Business Week, for those that don't know. So you'll be listening to this episode and it'll have
just
already.
After,
just after it already ended. But Small Business Week was the 17th through the 21st of October. And we've been doing a lot of events. So preparing properly for those and trying not to just wing it, because I've done that my whole life, being able just to kind of wing it. But that doesn't allow you to be great or excellent at anything.
Well, and also it's to half-assed. Be okay that your preparation environment may not be perfect. Like, you might not be like, okay, I'm going to be sitting in my office. The sun is going to be facing in this
and that
angle.
Was, like, that was my big one. Like, for me, like everybody listening, like, I freaking hate working at a mess. I like to have 100%. A perfectly clean desk. Yeah. I like to sit down.
You like a perfect environment.
Well, guess what, Clint? Tough shit. It's never going to be like that. So I need to learn, like, and I really worked on that, preparing in chaos almost.
Yeah, because even like prepping for this breakfast that we were facilitating, like, it was the night before we were driving home. I was writing notes like in the dark in the car
on the way home. We did a networking event. Like, it was a speed dating event that we did through the chamber.
Yeah.
And it was from 7 till 9 o'clock at night. We got a 45 minute drive home. So on that 45 minutes, instead of decompressing, like we talk about on other episodes, we were anteing up and trying to figure out how we're going to present the intro and how we're going to get people engaged and how to make it a valuable 2 hours to these people who are paying to come to these events. Mm-hmm. Right. So for me, it's preparation. That's the big one. Relationship wise, I don't think anything's really changed, to be honest with you. Like, our communication's a hell of a lot better. I would say that
I would 100% agree.
Since, like I said, since we started the last year, our communication and like just being very honest with one another about one needs, two, what we require through the day, what is happening throughout the business. All of those things are like very direct now, and there's no like hurt feelings about it anymore. Like, yo, I don't really like that you said that. Well,
your tone was shit today.
Yeah, like your tone that has been better because we're just very like logically direct. Like, hey, I need X, Y, and Z today. You need W, whatever. My alphabet sucks. Drew's sitting there as a teacher. The teacher in the room is like, oh no, he can't spell, and he wrote a book. Great. But
I'm like, we spell check, it's fine.
No judgment here.
Anyways, the analogy is that we have our what we each need, and then we're able to just like, hey, you're gonna do those tasks, I'm gonna do those, and our communication's a lot better.
Yeah.
Ahead of the time. Part of our preparation is communicating way before we need to communicate with anyone else.
Yeah, and that's made a huge difference.
Yeah. So that's the big one. Preparation for me.
Well, and you two are obviously very reflective. You know, you're always looking back. Was there value here? Was this process efficient? You know, is that from focusing on personal development? And it comes along with that, writing that book, having to go back and actually taking.
Oh, yeah.
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 100% having to actually like sit there and like look at yourself in the mirror and realize what your faults are and what your strengths are and what your partners are and like actually
finding those holes,
doing some self-reflection and finding those holes. Once you find those holes, you're like, okay, well, I suck. And that could be anything that you're, whether it's, okay, I really don't understand my financials, or I'm really not good at being in front of the camera. That's I'll just go in my one personal one. Like, I freaking hate being in front of the camera. So how do I get better at that?
Shove yourself in front of the
camera. Get in front of the camera and I start talking and see what happens. And it's a lot about just repeating and doing things not very well to begin with.
And being comfortable in the uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that's the same with our relationship. When we're talking to one another, like, there's some uncomfortable conversations because people don't take things some as well as you project that you're thinking you're saying it the right way, but they're like looking at you and your partner's like, you're being a jackass right now. And you're like, well, I'm just being honest. And some people take honesty as like being rude, but when you're running a business together, the two of us are like, I have to be honest with you because at the end of the day, it's our ass on the line.
Yeah.
So if one of us has our freaking panties in a twist because of something that happened at home, and we bring that in because we can't communicate, that is a poor reflection of what's happening in our business. Very poor reflection.
It's a poor reflection of the leadership in our business.
Right. So the logical direct communication is something that everybody can work on for sure. And that we've definitely developed because we're working on ourselves through the personal development and personal growth and just trying to be better humans.
Excellent. So Wade and I are sitting here and we're just dying to know.
Oh, gosh.
We've been focused a lot on the past, you know. It's the birthday episode.
Damn.
What is next? What are your big goals? Oh, or what would be the big goal for next year?
The next decade.
Business or personal?
You know what? It could be either or.
Okay.
Well, I want to continue on the path I'm going. I want to get better at everything that we're working on from a leadership standpoint. I just want to grow as a person.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. No, so cool. So
there you go.
Okay.
I want to work on that. So my goals are already preset. Like, Robin knows this. I've got 5-year, 10-year, 15-year plan. Like, I already know, like, and I've said this on the podcast, Bentley in 15 years, beach house. Like, those are my goals. Those are my big, you know, don't really need them. And they're kind of, but they're just like that proverbial egg to go after that. Like, this is what I'm setting myself up is like, when I'm 55, I've got a badass pad and a badass car. But the other part of that is I've also helped how many people along the line in the next 15 years. Mm-hmm. That's the big one, is like, it's cool to have all this stuff, but once you have it, it doesn't really matter. So my big thing is I want to be able to influence and help as many people, including myself, be as good as what I am, because I only get one life. I've said this before, you get 4 quarters plus overtime. So every quarter I'm in 2. I got 5.5 years left in 2. what am I doing in this quarter to be the best possible? And then when I hit 40, what am I doing in that next quarter? Every quarter has a set goal for me. And for me, like, that's the big one for two birds business-wise is I have this crazy vision for a huge facility, incubator, woodworkers. Like, it's Robin, she's laughing, but that's the big one. Like a big fancy facility, one, to operate our businesses out of, two, to bring other businesses in to incubate and train in the woodworking housing industry. That's the big one for business. Personal wise, I just want to keep on going.
Keeping on.
Yeah.
It's funny because as you were talking, I'm like, that's such Clint's brain. I was like, Drew specifically asked, what's your goal for next year? And Clint's like, the next decade, the next 15 years.
Big picture. He's always 100%
big picture, which is why his brain is amazing. Because my brain's like, in the next year, we need to do this, which is so great with how we work together because our long-term goals are very aligned. So he's able to like say all these massive, beautiful dreams. And I'm like, okay, let's break that shit down. And this is what we need to do this week to get there. Yeah, that's how I function. So I was like, I knew exactly where you were going to go. So I was like, let's say the big shit that's happening in the next decade. And then the next year, we essentially were breaking it down to we're in the process of not learning, but shifting some levers within Two Birds to essentially facilitate the development of that dream space. So that process is starting like right away. So, mm-hmm. which is super cool. So we're learning all the ins and outs of essentially analyzing what Two Birds currently is, how we can shift a couple of things to make those dreams come true. So that's essentially what's happening within the next couple of months. But within the next year, Two Birds is expanding.
Yeah. That's the big one. That's our goal. Big expansion. But so I'll go back to the question for 1 year. In the next year, the second book will be published. Okay. There's your surprise one. The second book is underway. It will be published within the next year.
You heard it here first.
So by November next year, it will be out and ready to go. It'll be published.
When you were talking about your goals just now, you touched on how you want to be able to look back and see all these people that you've helped, you know, and both of your goals, when you talk about expanding, opening up this new big facility where you can have other people come in, it's rooted in helping the community. And so I want to know, why do both of you think it's so important to give back to the community? Why are you so focused on contributing and continuing to be part of the small business community, supporting it, you know?
I can be blunt about this. Do you want to live in a community that sucks? Like, do you want to live in a community where everybody just is like kind of going up? It's like Groundhog Day and there's no growth and there's no, you know, like excitement about coming into the town and look at this like awesome facilities we have and like these great futuristic ideas and concepts and like, or would you rather go to a community that's going backwards and staying in like 1960s? Well, you know what I mean? Like to me, that's why I want to be so involved because like you want the youth to be excited to come back to the rural areas, mm-hmm. right? Like everyone's excited to go into the city when you're a kid. You think it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And it is fun. And but the idea is to like, why not build something that people want to come into and they're super excited about the town or the city that's developing? Or like it used to be like when people were super excited about this city they were building when they first came here, right? It's like, man, we're super excited. We're developing this like infrastructure and this community and these people. To me, it's just about like building like-minded individuals who really want to build great businesses and a great sense of community and a place where they can all thrive. For me, that's mm-hmm. what it is.
For me, I would have to say that being an entrepreneur, what's another really good way that you can learn. Essentially, it's learning from other entrepreneurs' mistakes because that's going to limit your time learning it yourself, right? Like that's why you read so many books because you're reading other people's experiences. You're talking to people, learning about their experiences and learning how, not that you can cut corners, but like learning how to systemize, learning how to do all that really important stuff, learning how to do all those needle moving things without having to learn through fuck ups and expensive fuck ups, right? So that's is one main reason that I like to give back because when we started, we didn't have that. So we learned through some financial hiccups and some big ones. So for me, it's if I can help anyone get a couple years ahead quicker, I want to.
Fair. Yeah.
That's why
I,
for me.
I actually agree with that 100%. Because yeah, we didn't get the, you get a lot of advice as an entrepreneur from family, friends, whatever it might be. And to be honestly, 90% of it's garbage. It's just, it's information that you need to just throw out. There's that, there's well, this, the 70, there's the, there's that rule. Like the first 30, I think it's 30% or 31% of the information you gather in a conversation, you just throw out the window. And then it all gets segmented into what you can actually utilize. Right. And it gets broken down very quickly to what you can utilize. So if people can give you one valuable information, not just like a, here's kind of a broad sense of what could happen. No, here's your industry. Here's five or six things that you should really think about doing because otherwise this, this, and this can happen. Then you can make a decision on what avenue you're going to take.
Well, and also at the beginning, like when we started, a lot of the advice that we were receiving were coming from people from like from a place of love, but also coming from a place of fear because a lot of people we knew like at the beginning, like they don't own their own business. They've always been employed. So it's always like a very scary thing for them. Whereas Clint and I are like, yeah, balls to the wall, let's go. Like if we lose nothing, we got nothing. Like it's fine. So we're fortunate that we're both like
but you,
that.
You but have you, nothing to lose.
No, shit, no.
In life.
No.
Really, other like you don't, when you run to start a business, you have nothing to lose. So what? Like what's like absolute worst you go bankrupt? I'm sorry, but in 7 years you can go get a credit card from the bank or you can go to private capital and guess what? Go get their money to start another business. It's not that big of a deal.
No.
But people are afraid to fail.
A large percentage of the population.
But that sure. is what holds everybody back is the fear of like, I don't know if I can do this. That's what Robin was saying earlier in the episode where you're just like, for you, that if you had thought about
I can't take time to think.
You sometimes you just have to jump in and be like, you need to have some of the details. Like we're kind of skipping some of the stuff.
Yeah. But
we do have a lot of the details ironed out before we start something. Like we kind of have a good idea, but you can't overanalyze and overthink if you're going to screw something up because you fucking are. No matter what you want to do.
Yeah.
You're not going to be perfect. Because that's
ever. And that's boring.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're not going to make it work. So going back to your the question though, that was asked, a sense of community is so important just because you want everyone to be super successful. You want lots of money in the community. You want lots of, because there's a guy out there, if you go and look, Pena, he's hilarious. But if you go out there and you look what communities are thriving, it's the ones that provide the most capital into their community. Because when you have money, you can make change. When you don't have money, you're always living in a sense of fear and scarcity. So developing a community that's not worried about scarcity creates everybody from the bottom up is better off. It's just, it's basics on it versus relying on someone else to save your butt all the time. Like, well, why don't we just build great things so we're not relying on and we can help give back and help. That's what I want to see.
And that's why we're so heavily involved in the community now. Like with this Small Business Week, we're participating in, I think, 95% of the events. And then also with the Smart Start program.
And you guys are hosting your own events, right?
We are. We did have our very first Crushing It 2022. When did we have that? September 8th. And we've received some really great feedback. But the speakers that we brought on and the value that they provided were absolutely unreal.
Yeah, the back end information that you get after the fact. Like it's one thing to listen to a speaker. It's another thing when you reach out to that speaker and the value that they provided to people that have we've heard from. It's been good, like really, really good. So
we're having another one.
We are.
And I was at that event and I definitely came away from it thinking, holy smokes, you know, there are people out there doing cool things in this town. And obviously I'm close with you guys, able to talk to you about that. But let's hear from the horse's mouth. What's the next event? What is the plan?
So without spilling too much of it, but the plan is to host another event in January, end of January. We're going to call it Crushing 2023, and it's a good start to the new year, but it's all going to be capital and financial education.
Focused, yeah.
Right? So raising money, the different forms. So we've got a couple speakers that we're talking to about raising capital through venture capital or private equity, as well as potentially like looking
traditional
in
traditional.
Yeah, we're potentially looking at traditional lending, but traditional lending is people are pretty well informed on how that works. They're not so well informed on how to propose a deal with a pitch deck and go to an investor. They're not also not prepared for the price point on convertible debt and how debt, if you want to get debt from those people, equity deals. There's a whole realm of structuring of a deal and how that can go south and how well it can benefit you. And there's a lot of fear behind it because there's a lot of unknown. There's so much information out there if you just Google it. But to be honest with you, a lot of people just don't take the time to do it, to research the different deals. So to bring people down and just you hear it right from somebody who actually like
is in the field.
In the field.
Yeah.
So for, I think that's going to be.
That's a good teaser.
That's a good teaser. It's going to be about raising capital because that is the biggest hurdle for most businesses is how do I get started without money or how do I get the money to get my dream off the ground? Is your dream even good enough to get off the ground? Right? Is your pitch good enough? Is your, there's all those things that we're going to hopefully do in January.
Dive into.
Yeah.
Looking forward to crushing it 2023. More information coming soon. Well, as we near the end of our Q&A, it's time for some recommendations from you two wonderful people. Can you recommend a few good books or podcasts? Yeah. You know, what should we be checking out? What should be on our lists?
Okay, well, I already recommended Alex Hormozier.
Yeah, his book?
His podcast. His book's great too. But his podcast, The Game, there's so many really good ones and I kind of go down rabbit holes with them on the podcast.
I'm going to recommend the book that I'm reading right now because, I know with every small business, well, not with everyone, but for me in particular, you have your days where you're a little hard on yourself. So, I'm currently reading a book that's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. And it's just about like building yourself up and like being kind, being lenient, all that kind of stuff. You can find that online and it's by Shad Helmstetter. So I would definitely recommend that. I'm about halfway through and so far it's awesome. It was a recommendation from Kelly Ray Tamaki. And I'm really enjoying it.
That's the one you're reading. Mm-hmm. I got so many. I'm bad. I don't ever finish a full book. I got four or five on the go.
Yep.
But authors that you can check out that I really like. Like people know about Simon Sinek, Robin Sharma. Robin's got a couple really really good ones. The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
I just finished the Grant Cardone one, the 10X Mentor. That one was good.
So there's definitely some good value. You guys can go see these guys on YouTube too. I would just stick with Alex myself for now because that's the mode that I'm in is because it's so logical. It's well explained. It's a lot about sales and building up
scalability.
Sales, scalability. Yeah. So for me, that would be the big one.
Mm-hmm. You like that one because they're short.
They're short and you can go back and listen to them three or four times just to get the really good key points out of it. I always like, you can always go back to the MFCEO project with Andy Frisella. It's 300 episodes.
Yeah, those episodes are amazing.
Awesome. He will yell at you. So if you're soft skinned, like maybe if you're having a bad day, don't listen to him.
They're good on those days where you really need a good pump.
Where you need a kick in the ass. He's really good for that. Those are the two that I would just stick to for now. And then, like I said, like for books, like Robin Sharma is really good.
Yeah.
I really enjoy his stuff. So.
That's where we're at. Are we going to call it a wrap?
Those sound like excellent recommendations.
You should read them / listen to them.
Well, I'm currently working through the back catalog of Business Life, Husband and Wife. So it's
nice.
That's on my list. So, but
thank you for your recommendation.
Time. Yeah. That's my recommendation for today.
Looking for brownie.
Little brown nosing. If you're listening, please continue to listen. And tell them Drew sent you.
Just going to throw you under the bus, Drew.
All right. Well, that's the end of our episode today.
Thank you so much, everyone. So
thanks, everybody. As always, you'll be able to, you can find us at www.businesslifeofhusbandandwife.ca. You can check out our value added for sure. Go check that out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of free information that you can go and then you can actually research some of our guests that have come on and go into their businesses and see if there's anything that's valuable for you there. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, feel free again to send us anything you want. We'll answer them as fast as we can.
And please like, subscribe, and share.
Always.
Help us grow.
Yeah, help
thanks
us grow.
Everyone.
That's awesome. And we appreciate everybody for listening. And thanks to the community for doing such a good job with helping us with this podcast. Appreciate y'all. Thanks. Bye.
As always, thanks for listening. Make sure to follow, share, and subscribe online. Check us out on all social medias at Business Life of Husband and Wife.